The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Well, you heard the news. Now, don't bother dropping somebody off in front of the airport. Don't think of waiting for somebody for a flight, because you can't do it. New restrictions at the airport have met with criticism. It's fair to say. The rule that just suddenly popped up. Emerged like a fully formed edict that this morning at 6 o'clock means passengers can't be dropped off or picked up directly outside the building at Ronald's Way. You know, the second line of traffic away from the air terminal. You can't do it now. The airport said it's due to an increase in the number of unattended vehicles being left in front of the terminal. You've got any thoughts on this? I just wonder what you think of why this has suddenly popped up, why this is happening. You can't be dropped off or picked up outside the Isle of Man Airport anymore. You now have to go into the car park, log on to the app, and you get apparently 10 minutes free parking there. So it's due to the increase in unattended vehicles in front of the terminal. We spoke to a few people at the airport today.
I think really what it needs basically is a wider area where they can accommodate some cars for a shorter time. Because I've got my granddaughter coming off here at the moment, and her wife is handicapped and in need now to try and get the car. She's coming in on a private plane. But if she was on any other plane, I'd have to hang around here and try and find some way of trying to get her back over here. But it's going to be difficult for people that have got handicapped people. Appreciating it does get packed when people are dropping off and picking up. But I think myself, the way it is, they should organise something where they can give them time to pick them up. Or I'm trying to work out what I've got to do now. And I've got to go right the way down to this, further down now, to wait in a car park for it to come in. It could be a lot better than what it is.
I think it's a bit too much, really. It's already costing too much to get over here and stay here, and obviously everything's expensive already with cost of living and all that, and then to force you to go into a car park to then pay for it just feels like a bit of a joke. But what can you do?
So you just came out from the airport and you've had to meet the person that's picking you up at the car park?
Yes.
And I can see you're also wheelchair bound.
Yeah, I've had major surgery.
When you read about the restrictions yesterday, what went through your mind?
I couldn't believe it, because I knew I'm in this wheelchair. I needed the person picking me up to be outside the airport. And we were trying to work out all morning how we were going to get our suitcases to the car park, because obviously our lift wasn't allowed to come outside to pick us up.
Can you describe to me how you did make your way from...
Great skill and difficulty.
I'm sat in the wheelchair. I've got one suitcase, they're on wheels, obviously, one side, one the other, which I shouldn't be doing because I've had abdominal surgery. I'm holding it and my daughter is pushing the wheelchair to the car park. I think if there are people that are leaving their cars, which is they shouldn't be doing, then fine them. Tow them away, but most people use that area responsibly and everybody's being penalised, and it's not fair.
This has just happened, just out of nowhere. We've heard in the past, and if you've possibly been down there, there are people who sometimes do leave their vehicles, normally to nip inside to pop to the loo. And you shouldn't do that, but it's the Isle of Man. There has been latitude given to this in the past. So now you're going to have to go into the car park and wait there. You can wait. I mean, there are ways around it. There are little sneaky things you can do to do that. In fact, everybody's telling me what to do this morning. More than normal, to be quite honest. So brilliant next week, says Ian. When we go on holiday, my wife and I, both in our 60s, going to have to drag two suitcases across a rough car park to get into the airport. Suitcase wheels aren't designed for rough car parks. All the airport had to do was to hand out tickets to the selfish people who park outside. And in the process, of course, they can make some money for the DOI. While I am on what bit of 50 miles an hour do people not understand? Get some cameras up, make some money out of it. Some of us has to use roads for normal things. I'm not a lover of the TT, says Ian. Well, this is what's going to happen now. You can't park outside to drop people off. Apparently, this has just happened. Somebody's just decided the other day. And as yet, we haven't had an official word. Nobody's come on from the airport to actually say this in words. We just know about it. Doesn't this nonsense just prove the airport needs some parking? Reverse parking on the angle, like at Douglas Promenade, limited to an hour for free. They could use the scruffy, unkempt, litter-laden excuse for a garden for a scheme. Yet again, the government is doing its utmost to make things difficult and to deter tourism. Alice dropped me a note. Hi, Andy. While the bosses at the airport are busy putting up barriers and stopping us picking up and dropping off visitors, could one of them take a moment and possibly a bleach spray in their hand and pop into the ladies in the baggage arrivals hall? Our visitors on Wednesday had the need of the facilities. The verdict was the minute you open the door, the stink of urine hit you and the toilets were filthy. Some cubicles had no loo paper. That's the ladies. Imagine what the gents are like. Welcome to the Isle of Man, says Alice. Howard's with us now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. A typical knee-jerk reaction by the powers to be at the airport. They have what they loosely term as security there. The little Hitlers stand outside watching every move that you make. Well, why couldn't they move these cars on or make suitable announcements? And why suddenly just say, I'm sorry, but that's it, you're not parking there anymore. But what comes to mind, my wife and I used to go away, going away for hospital treatment. And in the early hours of the morning, coming home late at night. Luckily enough, her treatment has now been brought in-house here on the island. But there are still, and the planes that we're going on in the morning were largely full of patient transfer. Now, somebody's going to say, oh, yes, you can get the bus down, a patient transfer bus. But you do have the option of using your own car, which is a lot more convenient. And my wife is not good. I used to have to get a wheelchair to, take her to the plane and come back again. And for her to walk, especially if the weather's bad, like we were going in the winter, where there's ice and snow, etc. We're very lucky we don't get too much of it, but we don't want that. But to walk from the terminal building, we were going with light. We only had a light case, a bag. But to walk to the car park in the dark, largely because these eco-friendly people are dimming the lights that much that you need a candle with you when you're going out. So whose brainwave was this to sit up in an office and suddenly say, oh, we're going to stop the parking tomorrow? But where are they parking their cars? They've all got free parking down in the car park down just past the airport. So they're not worried.
Yeah, and it begs just a couple of questions. If they're going to keep that lane of traffic empty, the one that used to be for buses and taxis, but the bus stands are there, the stops are there anyway. Yeah. So if the old drop-off lane is now going to be for buses and taxis, how can anybody else drive through? Because there's a massive corporate car park the other side of that. And also, that way out leads past the private jet centre and that's some offices. Right. And that's all one way. So how's anybody supposed to get to work?
Exactly. Well, that's the idiotic thinking of the powers to be and wondering why the airport is at the state it is. Because they've got these book-learned people just sitting making major decisions, and I think a lot of them are incapable of making a decision. So That is the reason. But not only the airport, it runs through the government. It's like a cancer running through government, and it's not getting any better. But the airport itself, they only recently cut all the bushes down. It was like going, well, Ant and Dec think, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. You couldn't see the cars. The cars themselves were in danger of being pilfered because the hedges were that high. Okay, they've cut them down a bit now. And whoever it was just said a few minutes ago, that garden out the front, well, if you remember, there's the Winter Hill disaster.
Yeah.
And that Neil statue is all there, all part and parcel of it. And that was always a beautiful spot where people came to
that used to be fantastic. Used to be a lovely lawn and garden.
They had gardeners down there. The DOI had gardeners. And I refer to gardeners as people who know what they're doing. You get the people who's on contract now, and their main business is just to cut the hedges and tear around on the grass. And you only have to look at the Villa Marina, as I mentioned very recently about the gardens, and I know those gardens well. They are now a disgrace. And the rose garden, as it was then, oh, it's pitiful. It's like walking into a rewilded area, as they call it. And that's simply because the DOI are bringing contractors in. But going back to the parking, that if you look at the map that's on, I think it was on your website, that lane nearest to the building is red. The roadway through is red. In other words, that is not used whatsoever. And where the normal pick-up and drop-off point that was supervised, I've seen it supervised, but again, it must be a lack of staff that are not covering that area, because you can only just drop off or pick up. And even on double yellow lines, you're allowed to drop off and pick up in the law. So I don't know where they got this crazy idea from, but it's going to cause an awful lot of upset amongst people. And you've just heard the disabled in wheelchairs, etc. People are just elderly and wanting to just drop off and take their cases in. The trolleys are outside. You nip across, get a trolley, put your suitcases on and make your way in. And when I was taking the car, I used to drop my wife off and then go back and put our car into the car park. But that, as I said, there was about £600,000 this year taken, or last year, at the car park. But they're not disclosing how much went to the company that's running it. But you can guarantee it'll be two-thirds of that going to the company. So this is going to be another bonus for the company. And I don't know whether the disc parking is still there for half an hour, which you can guarantee that will be pretty full now. Okay. There used to be about 20 places there for disc parking.
Okay. All right, Howard, good to hear from you. Have
Take
a good
care.
Weekend. Thanks
Bye
for
now.
That. Good to hear from you. 20 past 12. Andrew's with us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Andy. My point about the airport is it's a two-way thing. Last year, I was meeting a couple coming over from Southampton. I leave home because the flight is shown on the website as on time. Half an hour later, I get to the airport. It's an hour late, so I disappear for the hour. I come back to the airport as it lands. An hour later, I'm still waiting for them to get their luggage. So they come off the flight, they come out the airport 2 hours late. Am I supposed to pay for 2 hours parking?
Well, it would appear as though they're suggesting you should do.
Yes, yes. Well, needless to say, I don't. I drive on and wait for the phone call to say, come and pick us up. But,
why do you think this has happened, Andrew?
Largely because they're so badly organised at getting people off the flights quickly. You know, when it takes an hour to get off the flight and reclaim your luggage, something is seriously wrong.
And do you think this, do you think this is a temporary thing, or do you think we'll ever go back to that civilised way of dropping people off and picking them up?
Well, I would hope we'll go back to a civilised way, and I would hope very soon. But, you know, it's down to the airport to get their side of things organised, and deal with the passengers as they arrive.
Hmm.
You know, I'm only picking up when they call me, pick up, drive away, and when it comes to setting down again, arrive, they get out the car, they take the bags, and I go.
Well, from now on, what they're saying is you won't even be able to do that. You'll have to go into the car park. You get apparently you get 10 minutes free, and they'll have to make their way to the car park, and that will be, you'll have to be at the car park, otherwise if you stay on, you're liable to be charged.
Yeah. I just try to avoid the airport. When I get visitors coming over, I recommend the steam packet.
Okay. All right.
Despite their problems, I find them far more reliable.
All right. That's great. Thanks, Andrew. Good to hear from you. Yeah. Betty's on now. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Andy. I'm a bit confused because I spoke to a friend of mine this morning who has a disabled husband and told her what was happening. And she said, I'll ring the airport. So I just spoke to her again about 5 minutes ago, and she said, yes, I rang the airport, and they told me they're not doing that anymore, and it'll be perfectly okay for her to drop her husband off.
When did she tell you that?
Well, just about 5 minutes ago. So maybe you could ring the airport and find out exactly what's happening.
Well, one of our reporters, Chanel, went down this morning and it was completely deserted there. So they weren't stopping people driving through, but you just wonder why this is happening. Why do you think they suggested it?
I don't know, but please find out whether I don't know who she spoke to, but the person she spoke to said, oh, no, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, OK, we'll try and find out. Thanks for that, Betty. Good to hear from you.
OK, and you. Bye-bye, Andy.
Cheers now. If you want to give the airport a call, by the way, 821 600, ask them, is it true or is it not? And here's a WhatsApp in from Nick. Hi, Nick. Where were the traffic wardens when people were leaving their vehicles? Are they going to be the same ones stopping people from stopping now? Well, I've been there in the past and I normally just nip into the airport when I know the plane's on its way in. You can check it on flight radar or if you know it's coming in. And normally the people there used to say, you know, which flight are you waiting for? They know if you were waiting for a particular flight, they know if it was coming in, and they seem to be okay. Sometimes it used to fill up, and yes, of course, we do know. We have seen people who park badly there, and also some people who nip into the terminal building themselves, normally to avail themselves of the facilities. But really, I just wonder what the answer is for this. Alwyn's on. Hi, Alwyn.
Good morning. Yes, I can't understand how they've managed to bring this in overnight. I thought they would have at least had to give notice. I think people are not going in the car park because they've been put a charge on it. Now, the trouble is going back a long time, Andy. Originally, when they did the front of the airport, there was a lovely garden which was maintained by John Christian. And there was a lot of people objecting to some of the garden being removed. Now, I remember the taxi drivers at that time asked for a third lane, another lane, what you would call a bypass lane, so that traffic could go through. When people are parking, everything used to stop to reverse in. You understand me?
Yep.
Well, if there would have been another lane, I know there would have been more garden taken away, and that was the reason why it was never done, but it was suggested by quite a number of people and the taxi firms because they could see it was going to be a bottleneck. Now, not only that, when you get out of the car, say it's a winter day, they haven't even got the drainage right because you're going to get wet through by the water on the road. It floods, it doesn't drain away. You can get out of the car and put your feet in puddles outside the airport. Now you've got to walk through all that water to get from the car park. So I don't see why we have to follow England by closing the front of the airport. They've tried this before, but not succeeded. And I noticed a double-decker bus this morning in the inside lane, by the way.
Right.
In its normal place.
I'm just trying to figure out, where will the Maloo taxis go then? If that's not going to have any traffic, where will the taxis go?
That's a question I didn't look at this morning, because I didn't look to drive through. But I did notice a double-decker bus picking up its passengers, because when an EasyJet comes in, there's a lot of people getting on the bus.
And the bus stops are right. The bus stops are right.
You cannot judge how long your luggage is going to take coming off a plane. You can be waiting 20 minutes sometimes for your luggage.
As you say, you just wonder why they didn't say, look, for 28 days we're going to try this and see how it goes and let's see what happens. Or at least say, you know, just say something beforehand rather than just say it's happening at 6 o'clock this morning.
Well, it's disgraceful that they're happening when it's to the busiest time for visitors coming in, and visitors' majority are getting in buses anyway. And now they've got to cross the. I know there's not going to be anybody officially on that inner lane, supposed to be, to get a bus. But the bus shelter, if they're sheltering, they can only stay under the shelter until the bus comes in. I think it's disgraceful that they've done this. I don't see any reason why they have to do it. If they hadn't put a charge on the car park, people would have gone in there and waited half an hour. But 10 minutes, you can hardly walk in and out of the building. It's just taking money where it's not necessary. And I know between that and making security more difficult for passengers, they're driving people to the Manxman.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Alwyn. Have a good weekend.
Right. Thank you.
Good to hear from you. 28 minutes past 12. A note in from Terry who said this wouldn't happen if they hadn't crammed all the flights together because they don't have enough air traffic controllers. The fact is you now have sometimes three flights coming in within a 15-minute period. And that's the reason that the baggage hall is crammed. Nothing to do with them. The poor people who are unloading the baggage from the planes are under pressure to get three lots of baggage off and into the baggage hall, and they can only do one thing at once. So sometimes people are going to be delayed getting their baggage out. This is the whole issue. This goes back to, says Terry, this is an air traffic control issue. If we had more air traffic controllers or we were up to staff, this just wouldn't happen. Maybe we should hear from who's in charge about this. Somebody's just phoned the airport and it's back to the old system. Apparently this may have been abandoned halfway through the day. Does this mean you're being forced to download the app for parking? Says Texter 508. Just ask Gary Cobb, the airport director. Does he and his team ever think of the trouble that they've caused? I'd love to hear who thought up this ingenious idea. Southern Andy said it's shocking that the management of the airport didn't actually manage to pick up and drop off at the airport. Pathetic. It shows a lack of understanding of what the clients need. Another nail in the coffin of Manx expansion. Just police the drop-off area. Pick up as every other airport in the world does, says Southern Andy. Thanks also to Tony, T-O-N-I, Tony, who said, yes, I agree. If people are parking there out of form, if you like, so they're leaving their vehicles, just fine them. Put a fine on somebody, then nobody would do it. I'm due to go away for knee surgery in a week's time, says 284. I'm currently on crutches. I can't walk very far. I'm going to be ignoring this stupid rule. So under what law is this enforceable? Thank you, 284. And thanks also to Robert, who said, contact by phone with the airport this morning. We were told the decision to drop off and pick up has been about turned. This was in a question about disabled people. So is it for people with disabilities or is it for everybody? It's not that far to the car park, but the first hour should be free. This isn't an issue at Cork Airport, where leaving your car for a few minutes is absolutely fine. Well, because of the app, and this is all post-COVID, because I don't know whether you remember during COVID, they couldn't get any barriers for the airport, even though they were indoor barriers that we were using outdoor. So everybody used the airport car park for free during COVID, and they missed a trick of collecting some money. Now we've got an app rather than the old ticket that you used to pay for or not pay for inside the entrance to the airport. I've got a message from Blodwyn, by the way, who's got the answer to everything. But first of all, I got to... Oh, it's Julian. Hi, Julian.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Very well today, thanks. It's a bit misty on the mountain.
Yeah, well, you know, as it gets warmer, hopefully that'll it'll burn off and we'll get some good practicing in.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, another consideration for what's going on at the car parking, the Ringo app is owned jointly by two investment firms called Vitruvian Partners and Verdane. Now, when you look at their mission statement, Vitruvian Partners at vitruvianpartners.com, Vitruvian Partners is committed to responsible and sustainable investment principles. ESG issues and stewardship considerations frame our investment approach and our firm. Vitruvian ESG considerations operate in the service of making the highest standard of financial returns. Vitruvian has been ranked in the top 1% of 500 plus firms globally for 2 years running for long-term financial returns by the Dow Jones. You've also got Verdane, whose tagline at the top of their website is the preferred growth partner to ambitious companies that will thrive in a sustainable world. You've also got the idea that are they, we've seen that the profit of the car park that would have normally gone back into the car park and the airport has become a loss. I think it was 130,000 within the first year of the Ringo app going in. So you've got to ask the question, how much of the money that people are putting on the app is actually going to the airport and not going to the investors at Vitruvian Partners and Verdane?
But presumably anybody from government, DOI, who you know, own the airport, run the airport, the DOI could just suddenly look at this and say, this is not working. You know, we've got to go back and, if we, you know, make some money for ourselves. Put the old system back in, put some barriers and tickets and do that.
I quite agree. And I think... It's funny, actually. I was looking in a bookshop on the island a couple of days ago, and there's a new book out called Tescopoly, and it describes how Tesco has basically shoved out all the small shops and sort of, you know, become a monopoly amongst this type of thing. And I noticed that Vitruvian Partners not only own Ringo, they've also acquired Park Mobile. They're also going to do Park, well, they've got Park Line, and they're about to acquire a massive group called Flowbird. And that Flowbird group owns all the other parking, and you could say they've got Your Parking Space, T-Park, Extenso Cloud, and Yellow Brick. And they are also doing sustainable transport solutions. So I'm just wondering if this stoppage at the front of the airport is part of the fact that the owner of the Ringo app has all these ESG considerations, so they don't want cars idling with their exhausts in front of the airport.
Yeah, but I just wonder whether they've considered that this is the Isle of Man and it's not the UK. I mean, in the UK, they're hounding the motorist here, there and everywhere. It's impossible to park anywhere without paying £6.50 for this and £10 for that and paying ULEZ fees and this, that and the other. That's very well in the UK, but this is the Isle of Man. I don't know whether these people understand. It's a different jurisdiction. We don't work that way here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this company, once it attains Flowbird, they'll be a monster. They've already got 4,000 locations and cities around the world. It's a bit like a Tesco for parking. And it just makes you wonder if the Isle of Man is just being shoved in the same as London, the same as New York, the same as Los Angeles. And I'm not sure if that's a good fit for us.
No.
And, you know, if Verdane and Vitruvian Partners have got ESG written all over their website, it just makes you wonder, like the Ben McCree being sent out on low emission, despite all the sister ships from Stena, et cetera, running at full speed, makes you wonder if the Isle of Man has kowtowed yet again to this ESG sort of ideology.
Yeah, we'll wonder. And it might be interesting to know how long that Ringo's got the contract for. How long is the contract and whether or not anybody's actually going to decide whether or not it's a good thing. All right, thanks. Good to hear from you, Julian.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers.
All the very best. Where was airport security when these cars were left unattended? You'd have thought that in excess of $50,000 a year on salary, they'd be able-bodied enough to keep things actually moving round. I'm sure somebody important at the airport will call you shortly. Just at the moment, they're scrubbing the loos, says Alice. Oh, it was Alice who moaned about the ladies' toilets in the baggage reclaim. Unfortunately, says Chris, the guards that everybody's saying should be moving people don't have any specific powers, as they aren't police or parking wardens, and people are so entitled nowadays they refuse to move when asked to move on. This should have been introduced due to DFT security policy years ago after the Glasgow terrorist attack. Will people rather a drop-off like Liverpool or other airport where they charge something like £5 or £8 for the facility to drop off, says Chris. Yeah, that's true at Speke Airport, Liverpool Airport, that they have to pay. You have to pay to go around, don't you? In fact, every taxi driver will tell you that they have to pay. One thing I just wanted to bring on regarding yesterday, I had a host of emails and communications after Man in Line yesterday, which was all about Summerland and what should happen on the Summerland site. I'll get to some of those. So if you sent an email in or a text in, please, I'm not ignoring them. I've got a whole sheaf of them and we will get to them at some point. Brenda's on now. Hello, Brenda. Hello, Brenda. I think Brenda's in the car. Oh, is this Brenda then? Hello, Brenda.
No, I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, you're in the kitchen, sorry. What are you doing? You're not making an omelette, are you?
No, no. I've been trying to get some money out of a cash machine. We have a cash machine in Port Erin, and it's not been working for days. And I went again today thinking surely they would have it working now for the weekend, and it wasn't working. So I went into the bank, which was the Isle of Man Bank, but they wouldn't give me cash against my card, which is a Barclays card. There was another lady trying to do the same thing while I was there, and she said, oh, what about the post office? So I went round to the post office, and they said, well, we can only give you cash if you buy something. So I ended up buying a stamp and managed to get £20 cash. But otherwise, the nearest cash machine now is in Castletown.
And how long's the machine at the Isle of Man Bank been out of order?
Well, I can't remember when I went, but it's certainly some days ago. It might even have been last weekend. It's quite a long time.
It's TT as well. The place is full of people.
Exactly.
So it's Friday and the cash machine isn't working and we're right in the start of a weekend and we're overrun with people for TT.
Yes.
Not good planning, is it?
Not good planning at all. If you go into the co-op and buy something, you can get cash back. But not everybody wants to do that. And the same in Tesco, because somebody told me there was a cash machine in Tesco. So I went round there and they said, oh, no, we don't have a cash machine, but we can give you cash back if you buy something.
Right, I see.
So you wait behind a very long queue of people who've got I don't know how many things in their shopping baskets and, just to get some cash.
Oh, dear. Note to Isle of Man Bank. Port Erin machine still not working.
Yes.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thanks for that.
All right. Well, I just wanted to warn everybody.
And that, I'm glad you did, because I think a lot of people would have been heading, or certainly in that way to do it. So, and the nearest one's where, did you say?
Castletown, as far as I know.
Of course it is, in the square in Castletown, yeah. All right, thanks for calling.
No, not in the square now, it's in the town hall.
Oh, it is, yes. Crikey, yes. Keep up. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye now.
Good to hear from you. And also, Barry said, Barry emailed in just to say, not only can't Isle of Man Bank service their cash machines, I was in Athol Street yesterday, flagship branch of the Isle of Man Bank, and apparently now you have to stand up to conduct business. The only trouble was, when you go and conduct business, the person working for the Isle of Man Bank sits on a high chair and the customer has to stand. I asked the person serving me for a chair and they said, oh, we don't do that. The chairs are only for people who work at Isle of Man Bank. So Isle of Man Bank workers get a chair. Customers just stand there. Mike's on. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Andy?
Good, thanks. Yeah, what's on your mind?
This airport thing, I mean, I'm going to go at this from a totally different angle because I totally support what the airport have done today. And I think anybody that works down the airport on a daily basis and year in, year out, has seen what's gone on down there and knows why they've done it. Now, you know, I run a taxi business and I also represent the boys at the airport, the taxi drivers, on a union level. And what's happened is, I mean, some of the comments that have been made have been on the nail. Others have been totally from an uneducated point of view, shall I say. What's on the nail is somebody said about the security officers not being warranted. Yeah, that's totally correct. And here's the issue. When we had warranted security officers at the airport that were government employed and had the same powers as a police constable, none of these issues happened at the airport because they went out, they moved people on. If people refused to move, they booked them, got the police in. They had warrants to arrest them. They could arrest people. So the airport did away with that and they brought in a security firm. The security firm doesn't have the same powers. So the security firm, the contracts, I believe, are different. That's one. I don't know the ins and outs of that. So they're only contracted to do certain things, not everything that the warranted security officers did. But they don't have any authority to issue tickets. There's only two people, is my understanding, in the whole airport that can now issue tickets, and they are in the front office, basically. Now, from my point of view, I work at the airport every day, busy times, Monday, Friday, a Gatwick flight every evening. It is absolute mayhem and chaos. Taxi drivers cannot get on the pre-booked area at the airport to go and collect people because there's private cars abandoned there. They can't get on the overflow rank for the airport taxi rank because there's private cars parked there. It is absolute mayhem, Andy. I stopped on many a time. I've asked people to move off. A couple of weeks ago, somebody told me in no uncertain terms, language that I can't repeat on the radio, to go away. You just can't win.
And this is the point. If it comes to the point where the people who are there to enforce the rules and people like yourself earning a living are getting foul language, then that the airport will say something's got to be done.
That's it, and the airport has reacted with what they could do. They took the warranted security officers off the airport who could control this situation, and they did a fantastic job. I've been down the airport nearly 10 years now working. They did an absolutely brilliant job. They looked after the place, and they moved people on, and there was no arguments, there was no hassle down there. The last 12 months, it's been absolute chaos now. Your caller was correct. It wasn't implemented this morning. I believe that the MHKs have intervened and they've told the airport that they can't implement it. Total and utter rubbish. Now, I'm a Manxman and I love the Isle of Man and I sell the Isle of Man to everybody. But one thing that I don't like and I don't understand why it is like this on the Isle of Man, the general public who don't have a clue what's going on because they're not sat down there all the time every day, they intervene on social media, kick off and say things. And the MHK say, oh, whoa, we can't take that pressure. Oh, whoa, we'll have to back. That can't happen then, you know. It's you know, have a pair of dangly things between your legs.
Who decided to take the warranted officers away from the airport?
Well, I don't know whether that was a government decision or the ex-airport management. No idea. I can't comment on that. But it was before the current airport manager was in there.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know who it was, Andy, but that decision was made, and it was a cost cutting exercise. You know, it's the same. It's the same thing, isn't it? You know, if you pay somebody peanuts or pay them to do a quarter of a job, let's not say peanuts, because the security staff that are working there at the moment, they're all you know, doing their job, they're doing what they have to do, but they're contracted only to do so much, and they're not warranted, they can't issue tickets, you know.
Okay.
But it's only a matter of time. There is security issues down there, and it's only a matter of time till something serious kicks off down here.
Okay,
I've just arrived back at the airport now.
Fantastic. I appreciate the clarification. I hope you have a good day.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Cheers. Now, 14 minutes to one.
The Isle of Man is preparing for a new gold standard. Gleaming, glittering gold will soon be with you. The world of gold awaits.
Helmets are on and engines are revving, which only means one thing. The new season of the TT races is heating up. And no matter if you're at the track or in front of the telly, Tesco can help you fuel the fun. Choose from our range of ready-made snacks and drinks, prep for a picnic with our deli selection, or get ready for a grill up in the garden. So, put the pedal to the metal and visit your local store before the action starts. Tesco, every little helps.
The Loganair summer sale is now on. Fly from Isle of Man Airport and save up to 15% off over 1 million seats across the Loganair network. Book by the 5th of June, travel from the 28th of June. Subject to availability, exclusions apply. Visit loganair.co.uk. Loganair, your journey, our joy.
Have you visited Talbot & Son's new home yet? After more than 30 years in Derby Square, we've moved to Snugra Trading Estate with stunning new blind and curtain displays, inspiring ideas and the latest technology for your home, along with the same friendly family-run service and expertise you know and love. Visit talbots.im to find out more and come and see us soon.
With unlimited broadband from Shaw from £39.50 a month, you'll be laughing.
Shaw Fibre Broadband. It's the lowest price on island. For more details, see us in store or visit shaw.com. T's and C's apply.
May Tynwald was a relatively brief and uncontroversial affair, but even with a light order paper, there were still a few items of interest. Some members expressing righteous indignation over Tynwald's unwillingness to suspend at standing orders, while others dismissing this as a storm in a teacup. And what's really happening in Peel, with apparent contradictions between submissions to the North West Plan and public statements by the commissioners? Find out on Perspective this Sunday at 12 noon on Manx Radio with me, Phil Gorn. Is Council of Ministers trying to keep secret information which should be in the public domain, or is the new policy alliance just making political mischief?
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Mastermind's 11 minutes before one. It's Friday, and you know what that means. Every Monday and Friday, we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of Manx Radio, started in 1964. We're celebrating it by delving into the archive. And just after Man in Line today, we're back to the Queen Mother, as she was. Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, her visit to the Isle of Man in 1984, when she officially opened the 30th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference. After Man in Line today, in the archive with the Queen Mother in 1984. The Isle of Man is its own ruler. Then when are our government, what are our governments saying or doing about airport or anything else? When there's any issue, deafening silence is all the Manx public get from our elected representatives. Arm's length companies. Surely that's an excuse for the government to do nothing. We are getting the word, by the way. Oh, just first of all, this is from WhatsApper 500. I'm just back from Australia. I visited Perth, Adelaide and Brisbane, and all three airports have drop-off zones, which worked extremely well. They have way more airport passenger drops and collections than we do. What is it with those in authority here? No common sense, no organisational skills, the view of that particular correspondent. The issue airport isn't the security fault. It's the public who've refused to comply with the request to move vehicles, resulting in abuse and threats made to security. It's a disgrace by the public. Airport security does a fantastic job. Well, this puts another light on it. If the security people are getting bad language, threats, abuse, then something will be done about this. That used to be a very civilized area. I mean, sure enough, it used to fill up at times and people would just continue to circulate the airport. But if there's going to be any bad behavior, then the airports within its remit do something about it. So let's hope something does happen. I mentioned that Blodwyn's got the answer. Blodwyn in Lower Douglas WhatsApp me in just to say, I've got the answer. Stop panicking. Just go into the car park and sit with your car. Don't even log on to the app, because there are no barriers. If you drive in, just keep your wits about you. And if you see somebody in a high-vis vest around, drive out and go in again. It's as simple as that. Don't log on to the app. Just drive in and make sure you're in your vehicle for when the passenger will come out and join you in the car park. As easy as that. But I didn't tell you that. Nobody quite knows when this Ringo app is going to run out of its contract, but we'll see. The cash machine runs out all the time in Port Erin, which means I go to the airport. Oh dear, and where do you park at the airport? To use that Isle of Man bank machine to transfer money and take money out. Disgraceful, says Garth. How do you pay for parking at the airport if you don't have a smartphone app? Says Texter 762. I fully agree with the restrictions, says Neil. The restrictions in front of the airport, the adjoining roads, Brookfield Avenue, the Shoe Factory Road, and right through the post office sorting department, constantly full of vehicles. Now, many are left there for several days while the owners go on holiday. Also, cars are left in the front of the airport building for 20 minutes or longer while they see off their family or friends. That's a security risk. Now, it may be, says Neil, that the public is just too tight, too mean to pay for parking. Brookfield is restricted to 24 hours for residents only, and the surrounding factory roads are also restricted. So why aren't they policed, and why aren't tickets issued if people are parking on the Shoe Factory Road and the post office sorting department? I'd heard tell of that, Neil, but I mean, is that true? Is it skeet? Do people actually park there while they're on holiday and leave the cars there? Have you ever tried to park at the hospital? Never mind the airport, get the hospital sorted too. Oh, we're on a mission today, aren't we? Tony said, Andy, sorry to report, but the airport, I think, is poorly run. I think it's anti-passenger at best. And really, without any passengers, no airport. The issue of the airport smacks of mismanagement, says Peter, so Tim Crookall, DOI Minister, needs to sort it out. And Ian said, I've got the answer. It's simple. Scrap the app. Let's go back to the old system. Thanks also. Emma dropped a note in and said, Blodwyn's dead right. I've been doing that for ages. Just park in the car park, stay in the car, don't log on to the app, and just nip out if anybody pitches up in a high-vis vest. Says Emma, hint, hint, they never do. Message in from Peter, who just said, if the person who introduced that and got rid of the warranted officers was the previous manager, Anne Reynolds, maybe we should hear from her. Well, perhaps so. Thanks to Howie on the phones today. Have a fantastic weekend.
W-I-N-T. 60 years serving you as the nation station. This is Manx Radio.
Mum was the word when the much-loved late Queen Mother arrived here on the island for the conference of the 30th Parliamentary Association at the Villa Marina in Douglas. She addressed the gathering.
It is for me a very special pleasure to welcome, on behalf of the Queen, all who are assembled here today for the 30th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference. My pleasure is tinged only with the regret which I know the Queen feels most keenly, that she herself cannot be here in the Isle of Man. The Queen has asked me to express the wish, which I share with all my heart, that all of you who have come from overseas will enjoy your visit to this island, and that your discussions will be enlightening and productive. Your meeting here this week will, I'm sure, show very clearly the CFA's success in fulfilling its aims to encourage understanding and cooperation between Commonwealth parliamentarians. Today, I can assure you that nowhere in the Commonwealth will you be made more welcome or more at home in the traditional Commonwealth manner than here in the Isle of Man. And nor, as parliamentarians, can you fail to be impressed that the parliamentary government, which you all represent, has flourished in the Isle of Man for well over 1,000 years, probably longer than anywhere else in the world. And as you discuss individual rights, perhaps it is worth recalling that Manx women were the first to receive the right to vote in parliamentary elections. And now it gives me great pleasure to declare the 30th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference open.
Part of Ireland life for 60 years. This is your Manx Radio.